It's Marketplace Tech Report from APM, American Public Media. I'm John Moe. We sometimes talk about new gadgets on this show, new computers, new phones, new tablets. But it's Earth Day, and we need to talk about old gadgets. As in, where does that old phone go when you get the new one? For me, junk drawer in the kitchen. But I know that's not a long-term solution. Sarah Westervelt is the e-stewardship policy director at the Basel Action Network, an environmental advocacy group in Seattle. She says be wary of drop boxes that will take your old electronics for free.
A lot of times they'll take stuff for free because they're simply turning around and exporting it, usually to China or to any developing country that will take it. And what is happening in those developing countries is just absolutely profound poisoning of both their whole regions and the people who are doing the work, many times children and women.
What kind of work?
The work of breaking down these complex products. You think about a laptop, and it's got a battery, and it's got circuit boards and glass and liquid crystals and all sorts of things. They typically will burn parts of them in order to reclaim a little bit of copper, or they will use acids beside rivers and they'll reclaim a little bit of precious metals, and then they'll dump all the acids and the heavy metals right into the river. So the very primitive recycling operations that are happening in these developing countries are having a long-term impact on the rest of the planet. Here we are users. We turn on our cell phones, we turn on our laptops, we turn them off when we're done with them, we just give them away. The problem is that away usually means a developing country where they're using these very primitive techniques to deal with these very modern devices. And it's very difficult for consumers to know what questions to ask, what answers to look for, and whether or not the recyclers are telling the truth or the programs have actually done a good job of vetting their recyclers. And the simplest thing that folks can do is go to e-stewards.org and find an e-steward, or ask your local collection program why they're not using e-stewards if they're not.
What are they doing with these electronics that's different, that's safer?
They're doing as much as they can right here in the United States. Many of them are investing millions of dollars in shredders and sort of high-tech equipment which can break down and separate the materials that are in our electronic devices. And if they need to export any of the materials, for example, circuit boards, they will send them only to other developed countries, for example, to Europe, where they have similar, if not better, worker health and safety protections and environmental laws that are enforced. The e-stewards also will keep the toxins out of landfills and incinerators, and they also do not use any prison recycling operations, which is really another way of externalizing the real cost of dealing with hazardous waste.
Sarah Westervelt from the Basel Action Network. The New York Public Library has thousands of menus from restaurants and ocean liners dating back to the 1840s. They want to transcribe them, but scanning technology won't work because the fonts are weird and a lot of the menus are handwritten. So they're asking you to go online and write down what you see. These menus are ornate and beautiful. You should really check them out. Librarian Rebecca Fetterman is hoping to get an understanding of how people lived and what they ate.
I'm very curious about the appearance of Tutti Frutti as a dessert and an ice cream flavor, and you don't see that really on any menu today. And just all the different kinds of sandwiches. The sardine sandwich was very, very popular for a while, and it seems to have dropped off.
I saw a raw meat sandwich at one point.
The raw meat sandwich, the caviar sandwich, the anchovy sandwich. There were a lot more sandwich options.
Get a link to these menus at marketplacetech.org, and then get to work. This is Marketplace Tech Report. I'm John Moe.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.